Okay, you can stop calling, please, on the line. Stop calling, please. We have a winner.
I can't
believe how wrong I was. You were so wrong,
at
weren't you?
30 families want to go to that play.
Oh, damn. I've just turned the wrong one off. I had that all queued up, and I turned the wrong one off, but that's okay. It's working. Yeah, look, please, the phone has not stopped ringing for about 4 minutes and 25 seconds there. That was amazing.
You were very clever. People wanted to tell you that it was an electric fence.
I still got it wrong. Yeah.
See, they're getting rid of the razor wire.
Hang on, but I know, you ruined all the thrill, all the bloody...
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
You've got like, you're going to... Holy hell, they're both the same.
You don't know what you're doing over there anyway.
That was so funny. I went to eject this CD, right, and it came out, and I looked at it and I thought... Holy hell, I've got the CDs confused, that was the wrong one. Put it back in, pushed the other CD player, and an identical looking CD slid out in my face, and now I'm just totally confused, and that's the end of that.
Well, you might as well tell me
the conclusion.
Okay,
look, the phone was ringing hot with all sorts of very creative ideas. The first person who actually called through believed that what they were leaving behind was Amanda's big fat ass instead of the razor wire.
I would have given them the tickets.
But it's not, I mean, that's not what they're leaving. I think she left that behind somewhere else. She drags it all over the place.
And she went on that prison diet.
She went on that prison diet, yeah. One of our callers thought that they were actually replacing the razor wire with landmines that they dug up over in Asia there. That's a very creative way of doing it. But no, it's neither of those. The correct answer, I'm afraid, was that they are replacing the razor wire around Villawood with what they call energised wiring, what we used to call the old deadly electric fence that could keep Tyrannosaurus rexes in with it temporarily in Jurassic Park. Congratulations to Alex, who phoned that particular answer through. I'll just read you the rest of the story here. It says that immigration officials... today confirmed that energised wiring would be erected where high escape risk detainees were housed, replacing about a quarter of the razor wire, which was removed.
There.
Oh my God, it's the goddess himself wandered in. Senator Vanstone last week personally cut the first strand of wire at Villawood, saying it was, and I quote Senator Vanstone, fat ass girl herself here. She said it was a clear indication of the government's good faith in softening its approach to detention. We're going much further than the Palmer inquiry, she said. This is Palmer Plus. So it appears that Palmer Plus is 10,000 volts through the electric fence instead of the razor wire. For some reason, it's a softer approach. I don't understand this exactly. Can someone explain to me what's softer between having your skin cauterised off your body with high voltage and having the skin lifted off with sharp razors?
What you don't realise, Bob, is that she's a walking contraceptive, that girl.
Huh?
Jesus, you lost me so quickly there. You just took the fact and you threw it out the window and ran with something entirely different. Don't you recognise that giggle? He's back, isn't that good? Michael's going to be leaving us actually for the second half. And the goddess is going to be sitting in for Michael. We've got a stack of news. We're going to be going through the... We've hardly made a dent in the drug news.
No more Geelong. No more walk.
Yeah, go and kill yourself, Michael.
No more radio.
Go and shoot yourself in the head.
A bit of snouts in the trough.
Yes, snouts in the trough award for the week.
Well, I think it's got to be the petrol companies.
I would
BP, how do they know this? Have just come out and said, I think we'll peak it now. Like they did. They actually said we've reached the peak. We've actually pushed it absolutely as far as we thought your hip pocket could bear, and then a bit further. Sorry about the wedgie, and we're going to ease back on the prices just a little because it's all a bit safer now. This is BP. I mean,
see you guys.
See you, mate. They're just total assholes, really. And don't, Michael, you've got the joint. Don't you go anywhere. Hang on, we're playing.
Tell your wife for talking so much.
Have you been talking?
No, look, we're going to have a bit of music and go and smoke the joint.
It's hard to stop them, isn't it?
Excuse me.
We're just going. Gums around like that?
Back in 5 minutes.
Now Michael's gone. See?
Dig it up.
You might want to lift that microphone. See how Michael hunches? Look at that.
He hunches.
Yeah, that microphone was so low, wasn't it?
Oh, I know, mate. Is that sounding all right?
That sounds beautiful. Oh, mate.
I want to read your warning.
It's good to have you there.
Thank you. That's good to be back.
That's the warning that we're going to be sending out with a Nimbin hand-picked homegrown CD. We're actually sending 75 copies out to a community radio stations all across this fair country.
Well, let me read it.
And they're going to be all playing the Nimbin hand-picked homegrown CD.
Okay, here it is. Here's the warning.
This gets sent out with all CDs because you've got to warn them, hey?
You've got to warn them. Warning in red.
Yeah, warning.
Due to unknown forces beyond our control, there is a very strong possibility, verging on certainty, that some of the tracks on this CD do not appear in the exact order that the CD cover wants you to believe. The production team here at NIM FM has devised a number of strategies to rectify this embarrassing problem. One, ignore it. Announce the tracks as listed and add the following. This CD's from Nimbin, so who knows what you'll get. Two, cut and paste. Cut out the nifty number list and stick it on the back of the CD cover. Three, arrows. Stick the arrows below between tracks 10 and 11 and tracks 12 and 13. Love from NIM FM 102.3, coming at ya.
Think that'll do.
I don't know.
The coming at you, it's a bit of an ad lib. I didn't bother with putting coming at you. That's really not my style.
Hey, is it legal? Is it legal to come on the Hemp Hour as an ex-goddess and be totally straight? Is that legal?
That's really pushing it, mate.
It's borderline, isn't it?
If you weren't an incredibly close friend, I would probably have you thrown out. I really would have to, you know.
Well, I know.
But we discussed this before you got here. Michael and I, it's funny you should mention it because we actually went through this while the music was playing, you know, because we were concerned.
I'm concerned.
Yeah, we figured that with the amount of fat on your body and the way that THC resides in fat, that we'd probably be able to claim that any kind of detailed and inspection of your body tissues would reveal a residual THC content that would get you through the door at least.
Okay. Yeah. I feel
cool.
Better now.
That's cool.
I feel better now.
Yeah. You look
better.
You look
true. I'll tell you, exercise gets me stoned.
Is that right? Oh. You haven't become a fitness junkie, have you?
No, I haven't.
Haven't you?
I mean, by exercise, I mean doing the dishes. Making the bed. As soon as I do that, moving, flapping the arms with the sheets and stuff. Whoa, the surges that well up within me.
It must be good.
Within me, without me. Yeah, well, it's just my body fat.
So
it's
you've completely sworn off the drugs.
No, I haven't really sworn off them. I'm just having a wee break.
See
what it's like
everything
out here in the real world.
Okay, so no cannabis in your system for how long?
Next 15 minutes at least. Well, I don't know, do I, Bob along?
No, I meant, how long has it been now, up till hours, minutes? How long have you not consumed in any shape or form?
Well, at least
excluding
at least
the side smoke. Okay, excluding side smoke.
Since about 2 days.
About two days,
nearly, verging on 2 days.
So you've been a cookie man for a while?
I've been a cookie man for the last couple of months.
Since you gave up smoking everything?
Well, I gave up everything, and then I got back onto the cookies again.
Okay.
Because I found the world a little bit sharp, a little bit hard.
A bit drab at times, too.
A bit testing.
Yeah.
So I thought, and the cookies did help, but there you go.
Yeah.
Now I'm back to seeing if I get dreams again. The dreams.
You said, what, 2 days?
Two days.
I reckon you've got about 1 day to go.
before the dreams kick in. You're probably right, Bubble on.
Oh, mate.
So we've got
runners for the Snouts and the Trough Award, and so far we've got the petrol companies.
Well, they're obviously, they've got to be up the top. I mean, the second one that comes to my mind straight away, but they're so entwined with the petrol companies, but I think they deserve a special biggest snout in the trough award themselves. I think Halliburton's, KBR Halliburton's, have got to be looking at taking out the gold medal in this particular event.
Halliburton's can have a permanent gold medal all the time for being a pack of
yeah.
Whatever it is you want, whatever epitaph you want to put with them. Yeah, Halliburton's, yeah. That's the ones that feed all the soldiers.
Yeah, I know.
They
well,
give them food.
I say feed all the soldiers. They're the ones that get paid for something like 1.2 million meals they never cooked.
Ooh.
Now, I mean, what they are is they're war profiteers. They're carpetbaggers, mate.
Ooh.
They're vultures.
That's
sucking
the
on the
kind
carpets.
Of business for me. So, hang on, let me get this straight.
They do nothing. And
they do nothing
buckets.
And they get paid heaps for it.
They just got caught for a few times. But
that's my kind of job.
But isn't it funny? I've read at least two separate accounts over the last war length, how it's been, a couple of years, whatever. So at least two separate accounts of Halliburton being caught out ripping them off blind on oil contracts, on food contracts, on
clothes contracts,
on every,
condoms, the works.
On just about every product that they're dealing with. And
every
yet,
product that they're dealing with.
I never really hear what their punishment is.
Their punishment? That, they've got to go back and do it again.
All right. Because you hear that they're being up before a Senate committee on this, or congressional looking.
I think they own the
that.
Senate.
And they own a lot.
Mm.
And I guess they're more like backslappings than investigations, aren't they?
Bottom slappings, yes.
You guys did good.
Now, listen, I was talking with my good friend Tawa just before. We were sitting out there on the blister. Tawa.
Oh, yeah.
Who's 100% Maori.
Yeah.
We were talking about war.
Oh, Maoris, yeah.
Now, the
yeah.
Maoris, they
it's all
are,
going down tomorrow.
They are the let's hope New Zealand goes Labour. Anyway, they are the warrior people, the Maoris. They, in their blood, man, they are just there. And he was telling me how it used to work over there in New Zealand. Now, Halliburton's, they feed their soldiers. They give them McMeals every 3 hours or something. This is why they're losing their war in Iraq. Do you know how the Maoris did it?
They're too well fed.
Do you know how the Maoris did it?
They ate their enemy.
They didn't eat a thing until they caught it themselves.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, they were keen. There was none of this sitting around in barracks going da-di-da-di-da. No.
You want to know exactly where your dinner has come
they're
from.
They're out there looking for a feed.
Yeah.
A Lebanese takeaway, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. You're more like haggis, I think, on the South Island, my friend, when it was really going down. Bit of McDonald's, you know. But there you go.
Yeah, well, look, I just think if we want to get serious about this war, stop feeding the troops.
We don't want to get
serious. Stop feeding the troops. Well, if we don't want to get serious, stop feeding the troops anyway. Give them as much ammunition, as many bombs and
it
guns
seems like the ultimate
as they
idea.
Want, but no food.
At all?
No food.
Yeah, and either one side will win or they'll both starve. They could both starve.
They could both starve. Yeah. I tell you what, we'll have a lot of skinny little grunts
I
running around the desert.
Concept. A great concept. Don't feed the troops. Let's do it.
I think this is the big problem with Halliburton's. They're feeding the troops.
Yeah, and
we
the
can't
war,
win this
and it
war.
Just keeps the war going.
Well, they just sit there in the barracks filling their faces. Hungry troops.
Yeah.
GIs, you know what they are. Yeah. They just eat.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
It's like
Amanda Vanstone used to be a GI. Yes.
Apparently, yeah.
Yes.
Yes,
I used to know her quite well, actually. She was my truffle hound.
Amanda?
Yeah, Amanda. I used to keep
her. Was she good?
Oh, she was fantastic.
Yeah.
She was fantastic. Lead her to an oak tree in the right season.
Yeah.
Slip a lead around her neck.
Yeah.
Get her down on all fours.
Yeah.
Snuffling around on the ground.
Yeah.
She can smell a truffle 3 metres under the ground.
You're joking.
No. And she'll dig for it too with her fat little hands. Ooh, dig.
So, what would you say was your greatest kilo take on a good truffle day with Amanda?
Oh, gee, she would have been about 300 kilos, I guess. Amanda?
No wonder you're so wealthy.
Amanda? She would have been at least 280.
No, I'll tell you how many truffles she'd be able to dig up in a day.
Oh, truffles. Okay. Oh, I thought you talked about Mandy.
Yeah, and her truffling.
Oh, let me think. It was a good day. We took about 2 kilos.
Yeah.
At $1,050 a kilo.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It was a good day.
And even that's cheap.
Well, it was until I had to take Amanda out for a feed after work.
Yeah.
Not much left then.
No, well, there's not. Anyway, enough of Amanda. She's a bit of a dick. We've probably brought her down as much as we feel like, haven't we? Anything else you feel like saying about her? Anything else you feel like saying about her? I mean, I'm sort of bored with her right now.
With Mandy?
Yeah.
How could you get bored with her?
Because I've done her all morning and I've done her all afternoon.
Oh, have you been doing her, have you?
Yeah. I've done the razor wire, I've done the photo opportunities.
Have you done the skate park?
They haven't done the skate park.
Well,
yet.
What about the skate park?
What's the story with the skate park?
I have no idea.
What'd you raise it for then if you didn't know what was going on?
Well, no one knows what's going on.
Well, Michael whispered, and he doesn't know what's going on, so this is a whisper that has no verification. He whispered something about it being chopped up and sent off.
At Moose to Lismore?
No, to different places to break it up completely and to separate the parts, so the four corners of the planet, so that it will never, ever
be put back together
apparently
again.
Apparently, it forms some sort of amazing force. If you get that skate park in that configuration with human beings skating on it, something happens.
Mind control.
I think the whole fabric of society ripped asunder with youth having freedom. It all comes unstuck.
Yep.
It's shocking. It's nasty. They saw it coming. Skate park. They're going to get the laser cutters in there in the morning.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they? All right.
There you go.
See, I reckon it'd make a fantastic barbecue. I reckon you could put about 1 million sausages on it.
And all the fat runs down the side.
Yeah.
And tofu over one side. You can separate them, see?
Well,
couple
there's
of
plenty of areas. You
plenty
can have
of areas.
You can have your vegan area.
Yeah.
You can have your vegetarian area.
Yep.
You could have your red meat area.
Yep.
You could have your fish.
White meat area, fish area. Beautiful.
You could have it all.
And then you could skate amongst it.
Oh, roll in the food.
Yeah, with steel wheels. Roll past it. You don't roll in it. You miss it. You jump over the steak.
Oh, no.
For the
full effect, I think you should wallow. Wallow. There's nothing wrong with wallow. Wallow in the hollow.
We'll be back in just a minute.